Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm an educational assistant at Armstrong High School in the Robbinsdale School District.
And you also coach here?
I coach ninth grade football. I also teach driver's education here.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been here?
This will be my fourth year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So take us through. You grew up in Detroit.
Pretty much a single mom. My mom did remarry. My stepfather passed my senior year in high school. He had cancer. He had spent most of my senior year in the hospital. But it was one of the last, Minnesota was my first trip. But it was one of the last conversations I had with him. I went to see him in the hospital before I left that Friday. When I returned Sunday, again, I went to see him, but he had slipped in and out of a coma.
Did he want you to go to Minnesota?
He told me, he said, if that's where I wanted to go, it was a conversation where I went to Minnesota, had a fabulous time, and I just remember his response being, if that's where you want to go to school, that's where you should go, and your mother will be fine.
Mm.
And it was almost like he was prepping me for my mom and trying to persuade me to stay home and go to Michigan.
Mm.
And she had went as far as say, I'll buy you a car if you stay here. I said, no, Mom, it's my dream. I want to play in the Big Ten, but I don't want to do it in Michigan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you came to Minnesota in what year?
Came to Minnesota in 1977.
Okay. And you played for the Gophers?
Played for the Gophers. I played under Cal Stahl. My first 2 years, Dick Moseley was the recruiter. We were friends until his death, as well as Cal Stahl, actually that entire staff. And then my last 2 years up, Smokey Joe Salem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you finished college, and tell me about the NFL.
The NFL was a treat. I think for a lot of kids,
Did you dream of being in the NFL?
You know what? I don't think per se I dreamt of being in the NFL. I know growing up, of course, I grew up with the Lions, and I was a big kid growing up. I was a year ahead of my class, but I liked playing running back, but I've always felt I was too big to be a running back. But Charlie Sanders was one of my idols, you might say.
Uh-huh.
And he was a big, smooth tight end, also a graduate of the University of Minnesota.
Mm.
But I used to, you know, like most kids, if you are involved in football or any kind of athletics, you always think about the guy you want to emulate, and he was one of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Him as well as Larry Zonka, who was a big back, played for the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Messed around and thought about my days in the NFL. No, I didn't really think like that.
When did it happen that you got word you were gonna be?
I think my junior year, I started getting letters from teams in the NFL, and then agents and attorneys started reaching out. Again, I didn't know what the process would look like until we actually came up on draft day. It was nothing like it is today where they have the big combine.
Mm-hmm.
Then you went to different cities and you worked out, but you go through a physical. And some cities would bring in four different teams or something like that. But it was interesting. New York was one of the last teams I visited. And they did it solo, and the scout with New York happened to go to the Japan Bowl, Mike Hickey, and I met him there. And needless to say that I would run into him again in the Jet organization.
So you get drafted by the Jets
mm-hmm.
in what year?
1981.
81.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that like?
It was unbelievable. I was home, my roommate, Wendell Avery, and I sat around and just waited for the phone to ring. And when it did, it said, "This is New York Jets calling, and we've just drafted you in the second round." And I was just kind of dumbfounded. I remember one of the reporters saying, "When they called your name, everybody booed." And that's kind of like, that's New York for you.
Yeah.
and I said, "I hope to turn those boos to cheers," uh-huh, and uh-huh. some type of comment like that.
Yeah.
And then the rest, my career itself, my first year, I had a major concussion. I missed the entire season. My second year was a strike season. I went through two strikes in the NFL, believe it or not. And my
that
second
must have
year,
been rough.
It was. I mean, because no matter how much they tell you to prepare for it, you really don't know what that's like. And then you got to consider, I was just 21, 22 years old and not really understanding what was about to take place with the strike and all.
When the strike ended, then you started playing.
We played two games that year, and then I think we were on strike like 57 days or something like that. Yep.
But overall, big picture, how long did you play for the Jets?
I was with the Jets 7 active seasons.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then why did you leave the Jets?
Some of it was my time. The other piece, my last year, I hurt my knee in preseason. And basically that year, as a team, we didn't do too well. Mm-hmm. And that's just part of the business part of the NFL. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, they start cleaning house, you know, well, mm-hmm. dead weight, we need to, you know. And so anyway, the long and short of it was they released me, and it just so happened that summer, and that was winter of 89, well, that summer I had done an internship right here in Minnesota at Hennepin County Home School.
Oh.
And it's a residential treatment facility for male and female juvenile delinquents.
Mm.
So when I came back, it wasn't a lot of downtime for me. They hired me almost immediately.
Mm.
And the long and short of it, after several career changes, I end up in Armstrong 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Under the tutelage of Jack Nagin, who is a department head in special education here at Armstrong and also the head football coach.
Mm.
And he had called me and asked if I was interested in just doing something with the program. This was January of 2015, I believe, or 16.
Mm.
And I said, yeah, I'd be interested, but we didn't know exactly what. And so we tabled it. That summer, as part of my degree plan, I had to do an internship.
Mm.
And first person I thought of was Jack Nagin and Armstrong. And he brought me on board probably a week or so into the internship. He asked me if I was interested in a position in the building. I said, and it was special education. And my mind was saying no, but yes came out of my mouth. Probably one of the, in terms of a career move or a decision, probably has been one of the most fulfilling decisions I've made in my life in terms of a career.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me how you met Karen.
Karen and I, we were neighbors. I've known Karen, we've known each other probably.
Detroit neighbors? Or
Detroit
Minnesota?
Neighbors.
Okay.
So I've known her since we were kids.
Mm.
And lived probably, I think it was like three or four doors down. We knew their family growing up, but we didn't get hot and heavy until I was about to leave for college.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you stayed together? Did she come?
She came to Minnesota About a year and a half, 2 years later.
Okay. Did she go to school here?
She went to school at Metropolitan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you got married?
We got married in 82.
Okay.
I think, which was the strike. I want to say that was the strike year. We got married in 82. And our oldest son was born in 83. It's funny that that year, there were a lot of babies conceived. During that strike year. And so,
time on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
So you and Karen are married. You're with the Jets.
37 years now.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That is a blessing. What's it been like to watch your kids come up and play football?
You know, it's been a treat. I mean, even when I was in New York with the older boys, Dom and Marion, all they thought about, it was always Gophers and Vikings. And I remember vividly going home after the Jets had released me. And I said, oh, well, Dad will no longer be playing for the Jets. And the first thing came out of their mouths was, can we be Viking fans? And so, you know, for them, it was no love lost. Uh-huh. And for me, again, it was
a little bit of a heartbreak.
Just the fact of going through being cut or released. Mm-hmm. And then not necessarily thinking about what I was going to do, but what direction my life was going to go.
And your kids encouraged you to go back and finish college?
Dom, well, I have to start with Karen, had always been on me. I always saw that she's just nagging me. When I get ready to do it, I'll do it. And I made a couple attempts to go back and just lost interest somewhere along the way. And then 1 year after Dom had finished, after Dom had finished college.
Did he play for the U?
He played for the U and played 4 years in Houston with the Texans and came back, finished his degree, and we got into a conversation about school. And he said, well, Dad, now they have a program that that they welcome back former athletes who haven't completed their degrees, and it might be something you're interested in. And basically he was telling me, you don't have any excuse now because they're going to pay for it. And I did. I went through the process of registration and trying to decide.
You went to the U.
Went to the U.
You're still going to
yep,
the U.
Yep, still. Well, I'm getting my master's at Concordia.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Went through the process. Sat down, and I thought I was closer than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, I don't know, I think I needed like 30 credits. Mm. And all I could see was how many years is that going to take? And at the time, we were semi-retired, Karen and I. Mm-hmm. And so I had time, but I was still looking at, wow, that's a long haul.
Mm-hmm.
But once I got started in the program that I graduated out of, it was a warm and pleasant surprise for me.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed learning. I enjoyed the professors that were involved in this program. And then of course the students, it was a smaller program within the university on the St. Paul campus. And many of the students in that first class, we were in several classes throughout the program, so you get to know people and you end up being in study groups with them and those sorts of things. And and it just so happens, matter of fact, I mean, this is kind of off subject, one of the students I graduated with now dates Thomas, who 2 years in now, who now dates Thomas. And
that's
so
funny.
I mean, so
I have a funny story to tell you. Maybe off topic. So I'm at the Music City Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out in the parking lot before the game.
Mm-hmm.
And these two kids are throwing a football.
Mm.
And they were just funny, just hollering and hooting. And I went over and I interviewed them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and who are you?
Mm-hmm.
It must have been Tommy.
It might have been. Yeah.
Because it was Marion. It was Marion's
Flash,
little brother.
Yep. Mm-hmm, yep.
And it was Maroney's little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do you worry about your brother out there? You know, maybe he'll get hurt. And one of them, if it was Tom or the other one, he said to me, he said, I worry about him getting hurt. He said, He goes, there's some big dudes out there. Yeah. There's some big 8-foot dudes out there. Mm-hmm. And then he stopped because he realized probably nobody's 8 feet.
Yeah.
But they were really cute.
That's my baby.
Yeah. And now he's playing football. So you're going to go tomorrow night. What's that like watching him play?
It's exciting. Some people say this is our last go around. He had an interview with somebody a couple weeks back, and I saw the tail end of it, and they said, well, this is the last run for the Barbers. He said, no, have two nephews and a niece that are probably headed this way as well. So, but
is he NFL bound or?
Don't you know what? What's really been interesting with Thomas is he hasn't talked about life in the NFL or going to that next level.
Because
Marion played 7 years. He was with the Cowboys for 6 and the Bears for 1. Mm-hmm. And I guess you can almost say it's in his DNA. Yet at the same time, with all three of my sons, I've never pushed them, and especially in sports, I've never pushed them to do something that maybe their heart wasn't in it, or just to, I guess, to pass on or force feed them with what my career had been like.
Do you ever give them advice, or have you? And like Thomas, do you give him advice?
I do.
And what does that
typically
look like?
Typically when they asked, I usually say the biggest thing I've always said, especially for the college student. And my sons, even at growing up, is that athletics is something that you know you can do. You can do that. But I've always talked about school and education. You get that and you put that in perspective and you keep that in order, other things will happen for you. And I believe they followed that model. It's why they have experienced some of the successes they have.
And Dom and Marion, did they live in Minnesota?
Dom is here. His wife, Brittany, he has twins, a boy and a girl, that'll be 4 in October. And then their younger brother, he turned 2 this past March.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Do you see them a lot?
Oh, yeah. See them when we can.
That's precious. And yes. How about Marion?
Marion is in Texas.
Okay.
Yep. Marion? No. Marion said years ago that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to live somewhere warm, and
well, it was fun watching
so he
him
got
run,
that.
Man. Mm-hmm. He could run.
Yeah, he was a treat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate this. So you'll be there tomorrow night.
Be there tomorrow watching my baby.
You nervous?
Watching
when
our baby.
Yeah. When you watch, are you nervous when you watch?
No, I'm just.
What does he play?
He plays linebacker.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm just. You know what's really neat about him too. Is as in high school, he befriended a group of guys when they were knee high, and they were friends, have remained friends through college. Well, prior to going to the U, he would get together with a group of guys from this area that were also going to the U.
Cool.
And I want to say 4 of them, they're all roommates.
Oh.
And so
even now,
but I remember the first thing Thomas said to me after his first day on campus is that he couldn't believe how welcoming the team itself was.
He loves Fleck.
He was recruited by Keel, played for Clay's 1 year, but Fleck has helped him turn the page it's been a fun experience for him. Really seeing how they have progressed. Of course, this is Coach Fleck's 3rd year, mm-hmm. and we all are looking forward to this season.
Me too.
Yes.
I'll be in the stands.
Mm-hmm.